In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Moncrief on News Talk.
You know the way you park the car in a car park, and of course you're supposed to note exactly where you left it, maybe even take a picture, but you might be in a rush, you might be hassled. So you forget where you put it. Pretty much everyone has been in this position at some stage. You're searching around the car park, and according to some research, we spend 3 days of our lives doing this. Dr. Gillian Murphy is a senior lecturer in the Applied School of Psychology and leader of the Everyday Cognition Lab. Afternoon, Gillian.
Hi, Sean. How's it going?
Now, it's, you know, fairly common sense we forget things, but why do we forget important things? Like where I left the car?
Yeah, it's funny you say important things, because that's such a, there's kind of a loose distinction on that. It is important to you in the moment, but it's only important to you until you get back to your car. And then it's no longer important.
Then too, I would argue.
But if I asked you, where did you park your car last Friday and the Friday before? Like, you don't need to know. It's temporarily important. And so, yeah, we do. We do forget a lot of things that happen in our everyday lives. And I would say the first reason we tend to forget things is just that we weren't paying enough attention to begin with. Mm. You know, everyone has that experience. You get to a car park and sometimes once you're parked up, you might be on the phone. You might be thinking about your shopping list, whatever it is. You kind of just get out of the car and you're thinking, go into the shop, go do this. And mentally, you're not engaging with where you left your car. You kind of walk into the shop on autopilot. And so, you know, it's not so much that you had a memory and then you lost it. A lot of the time, it's that you never actually laid down a memory to begin with because you just weren't paying attention.
Yeah. Now, also, and I don't know if this is how psychology intersects with the design of car parks, but car parks are deliberately built to all look the same. Every floor looks the same.
Yes.
They're completely standardized. So, you know, you kind of, I've certainly had it, because if you don't take a note of you're on level 3 number, whatever, that, you know, it could be anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. This happened to me yesterday. I was at a conference in Balls Bridge and I went back to the car and just got completely lost. Did not know what level I'd left the car at. And I was saved. There was a vending machine and I remember seeing the vending machine when I parked the car. It was sort of a landmark where I was able to orient myself then and find the car. But I was rushing when I arrived there. I was late. So like I didn't pay any attention to what level I was at. I was too focused on where I was going. And we tend to overestimate how much of the world around us we take in when we're kind of moving through the world. You know, it's kind of the exception that we pay attention to things rather than the rule. You know, typically we're just focused on other tasks. And, you know, even in my own research, we did a study a few years ago where we invited people into UCC for culture night. And we told them they could do this personality test. And they walked into a lab and a researcher took their details and then went behind a corner and brought them back out, a Rorschach, you know, ink blot test. Mm. And then said, oh, here you go, into the next room. And when they got to the next room, and they were all ready to answer questions about the Rorschach. And instead, they were asked, you know, did you notice anything unusual about the girl that you spoke to next door? And what had happened was when she went behind the screen, it was a different person came back. An entirely different person. It's called change blindness. And 50% of people just do not notice it. They're like, and they're desperately, you know, they're trying to say, oh, I was paying lots of attention. They say, oh, yeah, you know, I did notice she had unusual earrings, or I noticed her shoes. And what they don't notice is that, you know, she became a different person when she walked behind the screen. And we
mad.
Just tend to overestimate how much we pay attention to things. And, yeah. You know, if they were asked about their memory of that girl, then if they were asked to, you know, given an eyewitness lineup, you can imagine how poorly they would perform.
Yeah.
Because they just weren't paying attention to her.
Is there also a process sometimes where, you know, perhaps even subconsciously your brain is sorting information as to, you know, what's important and, you know, what it can dispense with?
Absolutely. And it's a good thing. And that's the thing I would really stress. I think, you know, particularly as people get older, when they have an experience like that, when they lose the car, when they can't find their car keys, whatever it is, people start to worry about their, you know, mental abilities and whether it's age, whether it's something like dementia. And we focus on the negative of how we're discarding this information kind of in our minds. And actually, the fact that you're doing it is really good most of the time. You don't want to be kind of overburdened with information. You know, they're often, you know, some of the symptoms of things like ADHD, attention deficit disorder, would be that you have trouble focusing on one task and you're paying too much attention to irrelevant information. So, you know, you always want that balance as you kind of go about the world, and attention and memory evolved under selective pressure, just like a peacock's feathers, just like anything else we see in nature. You know, you really do have this good balance of paying attention to some things, but also ignoring other things.
And your brain, does it have a limit? Is it like a computer in that there's only so much stuff you can cram in there?
No. So, well, I suppose yes and no. Yes, in terms of attention, you can only pay attention to it. We have a finite attentional resources. So you can only pay attention to a kind of a small amount of things. And that includes kind of all of your senses. So again, in some of the other experiments we'd have done with change blindness, we have a driving simulator here in UCC, and we'd get people to do various driving tasks. And if we gave them a particularly complicated listening task, like a very complicated radio show, they then tended to not notice if there was like a polar bear next to them on the road, or, you know, something mad that we would create in this. It was like this 10-foot polar bear that I programmed, and we would say, you know, did you notice any animals? And they'd say, no, I didn't see anything. You know, because we only have so much attention. So we gave them like maths problems to listen to, and it makes people a lot more likely to miss something right in front of them. So yes, there are capacity limits in terms of attention, and you can demonstrate them in those ways. But in terms of memory, no, we don't believe there's any limit to kind of long-term memory storage, which is kind of amazing.
Gillian, you've a fun job from the sound of it. Thanks for talking to us today. That was Dr. Gillian Murphy there from the School of Applied Psychology in UCC.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.